You know, I'm wondering if you can give me a little context or a little bit of background about what's been going on with casinos.
Well, back 2006, 2007, we had some pretty good years. And then the first thing that hit us was in 2008 when the smoking ban went into effect. Our revenues that in 2008 dropped about 20, almost 21%, 20.9%. And then, you know, the economy started falling off about the same time. So part of that drop was because of the economy. Then we saw that revenues continued to go down till about 2011, 2012. You can see where revenues started to go back up some of the casinos. And this was happening nationwide. And then all of a sudden, video gaming started and got to start in 2012. And then 2013 really took off, and then revenue started going down again. So basically what's happening is people are, you know, I think our admissions have gone down something like $4 million a year. So basically people are going to local establishments to gamble rather than to taking a trip to the casinos.
And that shift is due in part to just the proliferation of video gaming.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you're going, you know, there's over 33,000 machines out there now. You know, that's equivalent to 20 some additional casinos statewide.
So, Tom, there's a bit of an implication of this report, at least as far as I could see, is that gambling across the state is slowly, steadily increasing in terms of the amount of tax revenue that's providing to the state, albeit right. in a different form. Mm-hmm. But this big part of this new legislation that's coming down the pike is six new casinos could be built within the next several years. There's six new licenses. Given the somewhat downward trend of casinos, I mean, excuse my language, but is that going to be a sure bet for the state?
I think it is. You know, we have opposed expansion, that kind of expansion, for years, going from 10 casinos to the potential now of, with racinos, that you're talking like 21, you know, actually doubling the number of casinos. We believe that what you're seeing already, and I think the report points this out in some places, is not only are many of the areas saturated, but you're seeing cannibalization, and just a shift of dollars from one venue to another. I think that's gonna absolutely be the case with the new ones that may be built. When you're talking about Rockford, Waukegan, Danville, especially Waukegan and Rockford, I think one of the things you're going to see is that having a casino there is going to decrease the video gaming to the extent that some of the smaller businesses that have survived because of video gaming may go out of business now, because some people are going to go to those casinos in those locations. You know, Rockford's got the second highest number of video gaming in the state. And all of a sudden you're going to open a nice casino there, people are going to go to the casino. So since 2012, we've gone from basically 12,000 gaming positions at the casinos in the state, you know, 10 casinos with 1,200 positions, and most of them have close to 1,200. That's 12,000. Now all of a sudden with the video gaming, you've got 45,000 positions. Now with this new legislation, you're going from 45,000 to potentially up to, I think, 84,000, 83,000 or 84,000. So you're damn near doubling it again. I think this works out to be that there'll be a gaming position in the state for every adult, for every 124, 134 adults over the age of 21. You know, at some point when it's too much, too much.
State regulators, state lawmakers, even local municipalities are relying on this new gambling expansion to provide an economic engine. And your thoughts on that?
There'll always be some growth. I mean, anytime you have a new casino, it's going to take revenues from others, but there's going to be some growth. You saw that with Rivers when they opened up. So there'll always be some new growth. The potential with this many new facilities, and I think you're starting to see some of the problems with this new bill already. The word is now that Arlington pushed for 20 years to have a racino and spent a lot of money on lobbyists over the years to turn Arlington Racetrack into a racino. And now they're saying, because they own part of Rivers, and they're also, I understand, bidding on the new casino in Waukegan, that they're not going to turn Arlington into a racino because it'll be just too much more competition. That makes sense. I think you're going to see some of the same things going on. You know, there's concern about the one in Danville because Terre Haute may be opening up a new casino. You're still, and even if Rockford opens up, you're going to have one right across the border in Wisconsin. I don't believe you're going to be talking about the same kind of facility that we have now. I think you may see a lower level of facility. I think you're going to see lower bids. You know, I've seen members saying that they're anticipating $200 million to $300 million per license bid. I'm going to be surprised if some of these areas even have two people bidding on them or two companies bidding on them. So I think what you're going to see is there'll be some increases in revenues, but it's not going to be nearly what people are anticipating.
From your vantage point, and this has been something that's been talked about for decades, what would be the ideal gaming situation in this state that would not only allow casinos to be profitable, but the state to reap the tax reward? I mean, did we get any closer with this expansion package?
That's really a good question. You know, for years, we were looking at the expansion, and there was a time before video gaming and before the market changed so much, my members probably would have worked to put votes on a Chicago-only casino. If there was expansion and it was just for the city of Chicago to have their casino and to open up the number of gaming positions for the existing casinos, that made a lot of sense to us 7 or 8 years ago before video gaming started. Once video gaming started, if video gaming would have been allowed but would have been restricted by some mileage or some way around where casinos were. In other words, still have video gaming, but you know, you've got casinos in Joliet, no video gaming within 50 miles, let's say. You know, that would have benefited the smaller communities downstate and around the state, and video gaming would have still generated new revenues for the state without necessarily taking them away from casinos. And then allowing the existing casinos that were in operation that are still in operation to have more gaming positions and do some expansion. I've been doing this now between the gaming board and the association for almost 25 years. That would make the most sense to me. Illinois has not been necessarily a gambling industry friendly state. You never know what the hell is going to happen. You know, we've been for 15, 20 years, we fought expansion. It finally got done, but you never knew when it was going to happen or what it was going to look like from year to year.
Well, thanks for all the time, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.